Holding the small instrument to his mouth, a Seattle musician demonstrates the jew's harp.
It's a very personal instrument. Your vocal cavity is the echo chamber, and you're a part of it more so than a lot of other instruments.
Gordon Fraser joined jew's harp players from as far away as Siberia on a day when everything pivots around 82-year-old retired University of Iowa music professor Fred Crane, a jew's harp guru.
To become good at it, you have to spend a lot of time. You'd have to spend as much time on this instrument as you would on the violin, for example, to become really good at it.
For more than 50 years, Fred has played and collected mouth harps from around the world. He's decided to give almost all of them to a jew's harp museum in Russia. Here to accept the donation and to celebrate is a delegation from the Republic of Sakha, or Yakutia, where Fred says the instrument is a national symbol. Everyone's gathered at Fred's house prior to the concert, including Larry Hanks, a jew's harpist from Berkeley.
You should expect to be blown away.
The Russians, each a virtuoso, walked around with their jew's harps like Americans carry cell phones. They can't keep themselves from playing here in Fred's kitchen. They don't speak much English, but they see a microphone and want to say thanks.
Thank you very much, United States of America.
Nearby, a heavy suitcase is crammed with Fred's gift, 529 jew's harps. They may raise questions at airport security, since most Americans haven't seen one. Abe Lincoln played, but today they're most often heard in country music or movie soundtrack. Fred's wife, Lois Crane, has also become an authority.
The people we've met in all sorts of settings around the world are absolutely joined together through this little instrument.
At the recital hall, it didn't take long for the Iowans to realize they had stumbled into something extraordinary.
This instrument is capable of many different sounds. It is various people, including me and others, have considered it to be the original synthesizer.
A duet featured two of the world's best, Spyridon Shishigin and Ivan Alexiev.
I think this is one of the 500 things you should do before you die.
And the way they can control the tones and the qualities in their voice is just incomparable.
After intermission, it was East meets West, with the Americans and Russians in a combined improvisation. A few hours later, the Russians were on their way to Siberia with Fred's collection, enough mouth harps to almost double the size of their museum. In Mount Pleasant, I'm Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.